First to India, where the sudden eruption of terrible violence in New Delhi this week has shocked India and the world. This most recent violence centres apparently on one man, Kapil Mishra. His history highlighted and explained by the New York Times quite vividly. Their South Asia bureau chief, the celebrated journalist and author Jeffrey Gettleman, joined me earlier from New Delhi and I welcomed him to Saturday Extra.
Thank you.
Tell us, if you would, about this person who you say caused so much damage. He's a man who's made a big political switch, hasn't he?
He has. And let me first say he has not been criminally charged. There's just a lot of suspicion about the role he's played. So Kapil Mishra is a 39-year-old ambitious politician from eastern New Delhi, who comes from a long line of political figures. His mother was a mayor in New Delhi. His father was very involved in politics. And he has this very curious background where he used to work for Amnesty International and Greenpeace, you know, definitely progressive organizations. He then joined one of the most progressive parties in New Delhi, political parties, and won. He won a seat in the local assembly. Then he had a falling out a couple of years ago and joined the ruling party, the BJP, which has this intense Hindu nationalist ideology. It's deep in its DNA, the BJP's DNA. And they believe that India should be an overtly, explicitly Hindu nation, that Hinduism should be thrust to the fore of India and really celebrated as part of what India is. And by extension, a lot of BJP followers have vilified Muslims because there's been this tension in India's society for decades, maybe even centuries, between Hindus and Muslims. So this figure, Kapil Mishra, is now part of this political party. And last week, he showed up on the streets in a hardscrabble neighborhood and gave a fiery speech about how Muslim protesters shouldn't be allowed to be standing in the road. And that speech kicked off days of some of the nastiest, most brutal, and sinister religious violence that India has seen in years.
Yes, I think the latest count I saw, death rate was 38, with possibly a couple of hundred in hospital. And I must say the pictures are really pretty startling of particularly Muslims, because the Muslims seem to have borne the brunt of the violence. There is some Hindu violence, as things definitely spiraled, but the Muslims seem to be the centre of it. Would you agree? Of the victimhood?
Yeah, exactly. So India's Muslims are minorities. India's 80% Hindu, about 14% Muslim. The government here is this Hindu nationalist government. And in Delhi, they control the police force. So as this violence began to rip across these neighborhoods, the suspicion was the police were siding with the Hindus. And you had these mobs moving through neighborhoods carrying cricket bats and chains and knives and sticks, looking for trouble, looking to attack people of a different religion. Mm-hmm. And you had Hindu mobs and you had Muslim mobs. And occasionally they would clash. More often they would victimize some civilian that wasn't, you know, was trying to run away. But the suspicion was the police were siding with the Hindu mobs because most of the police are Hindu. And therefore, we've seen in this death count of the almost 40 people, most of the victims are Muslims.
This demonstration that he took offense to, what was it?
So this is like a long, complicated subject that has dominated Indian politics for the last couple months. And I will try to be as brief as possible. But this began in December. The government of India passed a law that changed the way citizenship would be granted in India. And they passed a law that was overtly discriminatory towards Muslims. And it was very surprising that this actually happened. But it did. And the law says that migrants from neighboring countries who are Christian, Hindu, Jain, Sikh, Parsi, or Buddhist can get citizenship in India, but it explicitly avoided including Islam. And once this law was passed, many people across India were really upset. They said, why are we going to have a law that discriminates against one religion? isn't this part of the government's ideology to marginalize Muslims, to make India this Hindu heartland? And the government said, no, no, we're just trying to help the minorities of these neighboring countries. But that wasn't really, that didn't seem logical because there are Muslim minorities like the Rohingya in Bangladesh and in Myanmar that are coming into India. They were not included. And so these protests broke out across India and all the major cities, Mumbai, Delhi, Hyderabad, Calcutta, all over the place. Huge protests, a lot of Muslims involved, but not just Muslims, progressives, intellectuals, students, academics.
And women in particular.
And lots of women, and lots of women. But India had a long stand. Women have played a dominant role in politics in India for a long time. But you had this real challenge to the government for the first time of people expressing their frustration and their anger and their suspicion that this government was trying to polarize along religious lines.
Yes, it's just that he seemed to take offense. I mean, it was allegedly women who were blocking the road with this Kapil Mishra, and he took great offense to this, and this is what, and started to speak in very incendiary language. Some suggest that he is actually just trying to make a name for himself, to carve out a way to bounce back from having not done well in the local elections, and almost to sort of make his name within the BJP. Now, do you think that is motivating him?
This is what we were told by people who knew him. And what he represents, the reason why we wrote about him, is he represents this very dangerous edge. He represents this very dangerous edge of Hindu-centric politics, where in a country that has had a history of religious fighting, thousands of people have been killed. Millions were displaced during partition of India between Hindus and Muslims. There's a real history here of tension between these communities, and he played right into that. And the suspicion was he was doing this to boost his brand within his party, because his party really celebrates its Hindu credentials. And he took offense and was really angry and stirred up this mob because these women were protesting in a road nearby. And that catalyzed the cycle of violence that has really shocked and unsettled India, because it happened in the capital and it happened when Donald Trump was visiting. And that may have even contributed to part of the problem, because there were thousands of police officers that were guarding the roads to make sure Donald Trump's motorcade could proceed through town safely. And it wasn't until he left that a lot of those forces were diverted into the riot areas.
Some reporters have resorted to using that very incendiary term, a pogrom. Would you agree? Is that what it looked like to you?
I don't know about that. I think it was a mix of things. I think there was mob violence and clashes between young men of the two different sides. There was police shooting into crowds with tear gas and maybe live ammunition to control them. And then there was a targeted religious piece to this, where Hindu mobs especially were going through neighborhoods and looking for Muslims to attack and to destroy their homes and their businesses. That is true. And it seems that the police did not really crack down on them. I don't know if we have any – we haven't really heard that the police were helping them burn down a house or chase down a Muslim man to beat up or to kill. We have not heard that. But what we have heard – from many people is that the police were nearby, they were watching this violence being meted out by Hindus against Muslims, and they did not step in.
So the big question, I suppose, has President Modi come out and denounced or punished Kapil Mishra? Or will he go on to have a starring role in the BJP, do you think?
You know, that's a really good question. So far, there's been no charges filed against Kapil Mishra, and the government has even been slow to put him under investigation. Some Muslim protest leaders have been accused of incitement. And so many people are saying, why are you not accusing one of your own in the ruling party? My guess is there's going to be a lot of pressure on the government to take this seriously, because he has emerged as this ringleader and instigator, according to what many people are saying. But so far, nothing. And that's really frustrating people, because they see it as favoring the Hindu side versus the Muslims at a time when the tensions are really high, and it's quite dangerous to stir this up.
One to watch. Jeffrey Gettleman, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Jeffrey Gettleman is the South Asia Bureau Chief of the New York Times, and you might like to seek out his much acclaimed book when he was posted to Africa, Love Africa, a memoir of romance, war and survival. It's published by HarperCollins.